I think yesterday is gone, so we're just focusing now on the one-day series. It's a new game, so obviously you learn something from every game, and the team realized some mistakes that we've done in the last game, but I think now you have to forget that and just focus on the future. Yeah, I think it's really pleasing the way he bowled because he was really doing well before he got injured, got operated. I think he was doing really well in the T20, so it's really a good sign for Pakistan, good sign for us that he's back. He bowled really well yesterday, so in the one-day series, we're hoping that he just continue to bowl like that. It's really difficult for anybody to fill in for Saeed Ajmal, because obviously he's been the number one or number two bowler since last 3-4 years, but I think Raza is also a very good bowler, so if Saeed is not there, somebody has to just raise his hand and just try to fill in that gap, and I think he showed that the games before and even yesterday. So you have to go forward, you have to move forward. So I think he can be a bowler who could really give something to Pakistan. Obviously, whenever you start a new series, you just need to be positive, and always you just say you just go to your own strengths and try to just play well, good, sensible, hard cricket. That's the only way to just come back. And Sri Lankan series is gone. Yesterday, it was a tough day for Pakistan, but I think we've been focusing on the one-day series. It's a good chance for us to just come back and play good cricket. I think it depends more on the conditions on the pitch, what kind of pitch you are playing. It varies according to the conditions. If it's a flat track with these four fielders outside the circle, it is very much possible that you have to chase or you have to post a total of 300 or 300 plus. But if the pitch is like even in the yesterday's T20 game, then you have to really think about what is the good target on that pitch. So obviously you need to think according to the situation, according to the conditions, given conditions. And it's not that even on a flat pitch you are thinking about 220 or 200, and even on a turning track or a difficult pitch you are thinking about 300 plus. So it varies according to the conditions. I don't know, sometimes it happens. It happened with me when I started my career. I just keep on failing for 5-6 years, and then suddenly it just started working for me. So sometime in cricket it happens. Yeah, sometime it happens when you are not having more spinners at the domestic level and the batsmen are not facing in domestic competitions more good spinners. So sometimes it happens that you are not used to facing them. But obviously on a pitch like we played yesterday, I mean, both teams were struggling against spin because it was gripping and turning. So on a pitch like that, any batsman can struggle. But rightly said that you need good spinners at domestic level and you need to have some real turners there so the batsman can really get used to of that. It's a big factor. And if you see some of the batsmen really played more club cricket in Karachi and more of their cricket in Karachi on pitches where it turns a little bit and they face more spinners, they play spin well. So that's definitely a factor. I think now playing in the IPLs and have been getting exposure in the IPL, they have improved against spin. Obviously, it's not about Australian. It's about every batsman. If it's turning and the bowler is pitching in the right areas, you really have some trouble. But I think you need to really focus on your technique, your basics. Just like fast bowling, even spin, you need to have good basics to just face it. I think playing spin well at the moment, but still, I mean, even in the last game, you see that they were having trouble against Shahid Afridi and Raza Hassan. So we can exploit that, but at the same time, we also have to play spin well. It's a secret. You will find out. But I think we can't depend only on spin. You need to be really, you need to have a balance between the pace and the spin. I think at the moment, Irfan is bowling really well, Wahab Riaz is bowling well, and Razas and Shahid Afridi, both three bowled well yesterday. So, you normally need five bowlers in a one-day game or in a T20 game. So everybody have to really play his role. You can't just rely that two of the spinners will just do the damage and rest of the guys just move around. It's about everyone. I mean, the way Australian bowls yesterday on that pitch, their fast bowlers bowl well, their spinners bowl well. So it's like that. On these pitches, everybody can just really play his role.